You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government is introducing a new citizenship test on the responsibilities and privileges of citizenship. Topics will include the Bill of Rights Act, voting rights, and the structure of government. Other proposed questions include human rights, certain offences, and general democratic principles. Currently, applicants only need to sign a form stating they understand these topics. Existing requirements regarding residency, good character, and English skills will remain. The change was announced by Internal Affairs Minister and ACT MP Brooke Van Velden, who says people seeking citizenship should understand New Zealanders believe in certain rights, like freedom of speech, or that no one person or group is above the law. I spoke to Sher Singh, president of the Migrant Rights Network, about this change. I started by asking what his reaction was to the government establishing this new citizenship test.
It's a bit of a shambles, actually, especially with the way things are going on at the moment. For me, the big question is, would this requirement be for everyone? Why I'm saying this is because the example is because of the IELTS level, when transport industry migrants, they have to apply for a residency, they need a score of 6.5, where with the golden visa, they get entry and they get the residency without even sitting a IELTS test. With this new requirement, with the proposal, what I'm thinking of is, like, when migrants come into the country, they invest, they're living here, they sponsor their parents over, and if if a parent wants to get citizen in New Zealand, it's going to be very hard for them to achieve that score, especially if it's a senior citizen.
And do you think the questions in the test, for example, the government mentioned that they'll ask questions about the Bill of Rights Act, are the most appropriate questions to be asking?
See, I don't think that they're appropriate. If they are going to ask questions, they should base it on something which is achievable. Not everyone will go and learn the Bill of Rights of New Zealand.
But many other countries, including our neighbours in Australia, have citizenship tests. Does it make sense to align ourselves with these countries?
I'm not sure what the requirements in Australia are.
Do you think New Zealand should have stricter requirements at all, or is the current requirements set at an appropriate level?
The current requirements are appropriate. Obviously, if you're going to apply for citizens, you should be able to communicate and in the language and know a bit about New Zealand.
And is there anything else you'd want to say about the specific new citizenship test requirement?
Not really. I think, it's going to be quite challenging for, especially my concern is like senior citizens, going back to doing the research and doing the studies again, it's going to be quite challenging for them.
That was Migrant Rights Network President Sher Singh on the government announcing a new test for people applying for New Zealand citizenship.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.